Cornell engineering students help redesign Navy rescue ropes. As though U.S. Navy helicopter rescuers didn't face enough in the line of duty, they also have to anticipate a shock from static discharge on their steel lines. It's a common occurrence that may seem insignificant to some, but that shock could be the cause of a mistake that costs lives. Watch for the discharge around the 8 seconds mark. While the cables serve their purpose quite well, the dry air swirling around the helicopter can cause a static electricity buildup on the lines, which will discharge when the rescuer touches the ground or water. However, thanks to a project run by the Cornell Center for Materials Research's JumpStart program, a team of engineering students and faculty are partnering with a local company to solve this issue. That company is Advanced Design Consulting, ADC, who received funding through the Cornell program, which helps small businesses develop and improve their products through collaboration with research groups at the university. The drier the air, the more static you're going to get, said Eric Van Every, ADC's Director of Operations. So in the desert, it'll pretty much knock you right out in certain cases. The team has developed new lines made from a liquid crystal polymer material called Vectrin and are working out details on how to use the ropes in a helicopter-mounted winch system. Vectrin ropes are currently used in mountain climbing and sailing and carry a tensile strength similar to Kevlar. ADC President Alex Dahim, a Cornell alumnus himself, noted the benefits for everyone involved. The working relationship with the students has been excellent, he said. Suddenly, they're not working on some hypothetical project, and ultimately, we're solving something that's going to help our men and women in uniform. That's pretty cool, that's a really good feeling, Dahim added. The program allows engineering students a chance to see how their classroom theory applies to the real world, and they are able to choose to participate as part of their master's program. Its effect on the real world is what really drew me to it, said Sarah Cho, one of the students working on the project. In the classroom, you don't really know the meaning behind all the problems you're dealing with, but here it's a very applicable setting, so it's really exciting just be involved in this. For more information, visit the Cornell University Center for Materials Research website.